about this expression, say if you leave an apple out in the sun, you'd say it's going to dry up and do what?
Swivel up.
Talking about beans, you got a whole mess of beans. You're going to have to sit down somewhere and do what?
Strain them. Break them up.
You ever done much of that?
Yes, I helped my wife some. We're not too crazy about those string beans. A few messes, but a lot of people like them. But I don't care too much for them, just a few messes.
Right. Say if you wanted me to go to the store to get you some lettuce, you'd tell me to go get a couple of
heads of lettuce.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard of a man referred to his children as having so many heads of children?
Yeah.
How would he say that?
He would say, I got so many heads.
So many heads.
They're like you're talking about hogs or cows. I've heard him do that.
Well, say if he had those, you said your wife came from a big family. Like if he had about 7 boys and 7 girls, you'd say, whoo, he just got a whole
host of them.
Ever hear people around here use the word passel?
Yeah, old passel of children. That's
right. People, you still hear that?
Yeah, not much now, but used to a good bit. This country used to be pretty thick beset. You see these old fields and these pine trap and thickets. Gosh, there's a lot of people here. There's not many people here now.
Yeah, you were talking about that the other day.
Went into town. Left here. But now you take it was here. Right over there, I had another uncle at Wiley Jim married my daddy's sister. Well, just over here and up where William O'Neill lived. And on top of the hill right there was Ed Fontaine. Down the hill there then was my daddy's place, my uncle's. And up the hill there at Needham Valley. And just hollering distance, there was lots of big places. They had pretty good families. People have just left. Gone.
Too bad.
When you'd go to church, that place would be covered up in people.
I guess that gives you more room anyway.
Yeah, it did. Quite a bit more.
Yeah. You're talking about corn. What do you call that outside covering on an ear?
Chuck.
Yeah. And that stuff that grows out the top of the stalk?
A tassel.
What about the stringy stuff that you have to brush off the ears?
That's whiskers.
Ever heard another word for that?
Yeah. Silk,
sure, okay. Do you have a name for the type of corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
Oh yeah, it's roast-near corn.
Well, these things I have in mind usually come up in your yard after a good rain, but they're usually about so high.
Oh, mushrooms?
Sure.
Yeah. Toadstools, they call them. Mushrooms.
Now, is that mushroom toadstool the same thing, or is there a difference?
I really don't know. Now, a lot of people eat those things, but I don't. I don't know how to fool with them. And they can tell there's a difference, and there's one kind that comes up that's poison.